I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. President Obama has slapped new sanctions against seven top security officials in Venezuela. The seven men are now banned from traveling here to the States, and any assets they might have in the U.S. will be frozen. The Obama administration says these officials committed human rights abuses while cracking down on the opposition. But in Venezuela, President Nicolas Maduro is using the sanctions to his advantage. Hannah Dreyer is in Caracas, covering the story for the Associated Press.
The Venezuelan government is making a meal out of these sanctions. President Nicolas Maduro rails against the U.S. almost every day on national television. He likes to lead chants of gringo, go home. These sanctions, while they might have consequences in the long term, have basically been a gift to him rhetorically. So last night, he personally congratulated all seven of the people who were sanctioned and called them heroes. He actually promoted one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I hear some officials there are taking the travel ban as a kind of badge of honor. So some believe that Maduro is attempting to use these sanctions as a way for him to consolidate even more power in the Congress there. Is this a good thing for him?
Well, that remains to be seen. There hasn't been a lot of good news for Maduro anywhere. The economy here is tanking. Crime is increasing. It's now the second most dangerous country in the world. The shelves are going bare. So I'm sure he's taking whatever he can get. So he is going to ask for these expanded powers, and it's very likely that he'll get them because the Socialist Party controls Congress here. It's not clear what he'll use the powers for. Some people are worried he would use them to postpone an election, which his party is expected to lose if it happens later this year.
I mean, the source of the protests in Venezuela is the economy, right? I mean, somewhere in the back of his mind, Nicolas Maduro must know that. What is he doing on the economic front, and is it enough?
Right. So when the government can't put products on the shelves, they do things like implement fingerprint scanners, which they're rolling out this week in state-run supermarkets. They've banned people from lining up at night. They arrested a opposition leader who is giving coffee to people who are waiting in line. The economic situation isn't expected to get any better. It's expected to get worse and worse. And instead, what we have is a lot of rhetoric, a lot of marches against imperialism, and these sanctions definitely feed right into that.
So the protesters and everyday Venezuelans, what do they think about these sanctions on these seven officials?
Normal people here seem a bit more stunned. It's probably fair to say that Venezuela and U.S. relations are at their lowest ebb right now, and keep in mind that the U.S. endorsed a brief coup against this government. One thing a lot of people here are talking about is Disney World. Venezuelans love to go to Disney World in Florida. It's long been a birthright of the middle class and upper middle classes here. And they're worried that the deteriorating relations might throw a wrench in those vacation plans.
Wow. Are there direct flights from Caracas to Orlando?
You know, there might be. There aren't a lot of direct flights, but the ones that are still leaving do take you to Florida.
That was AP reporter Hannah Dreyer speaking with me from Caracas.